All right, hello, and welcome to the Beacons Group noon meeting of
Warning,
Alcoholics
here is a
Anonymous.
reminder. You can log on to Zoom meeting.
That would have helped. So, hello, and welcome to the Beacon Group's noon meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Kim and I'm an alcoholic. In an effort to lessen distractions to others and to respect our speakers, you will not be able to unmute yourself during the meeting. Let's start this meeting off with a moment of silence followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The AA preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and to help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, and all are welcome to attend, but we ask that only alcoholics participate. If you are new to AA or new to the Beacon Group, we strongly recommend home group membership and sponsorship. If you are new or not so new and looking for a sponsor, please put your name and number in the chat. If you have worked all the 12 steps as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and have had a spiritual experience or awakening, and are willing to sponsor, please also put your name and number in the chat. The chat will remain open during the meeting, except while the speaker is sharing. Also in the chat, you will find our AA quote of the day. The quote source will always be from AA literature. Our speaker will share for 3 minutes on the step of the day, which I will time. Then we split out to breakout rooms for small group discussions. Each group has a moderator who will divide the time equally and invite each person to share. Questions are encouraged during sharing part of the meeting. When you share, please be sure to your environment is quiet and free of distraction. Breakout room discussions end at 12:54, followed by day count announcements and the Lord's Prayer. I have asked Bill N. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a recovered alcoholic. My name is Bill. These are the 12 steps, which are found on page 59 of my fourth edition of the Big Book. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe in a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our life over the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you very much, Bill. If anybody saw that bomber, I removed him. So today we'll hear us talk on step three. Step three is made a decision to turn our will into our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Please give a warm welcome to Nelson C. of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Hi, good morning. Well, good afternoon. Right? My name's Nelson. I am an alcoholic, and I'd like to I'd like to thank Sonny for asking me to speak, and especially on the third step, because the third step is my favorite step, and I'll explain why in a few minutes. And my sober date is June 26th, 1987. So I'm coming up on an anniversary, and it's kind of a nice anniversary. It'll be half of my life will be spent in sobriety. You know, I'm 72 years old right now, so I'll have half of that in sobriety. And I'm looking forward to the next 36 years. Not really. But anyway, I guess I'm supposed to be talking about step three. And step three is very dear to me. It saved my life. And as we read how it works, usually at every meeting, every AA meeting, or going through the 12 steps, at the end of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, it says, you know, our description of the alcoholic, the chapter to the agnostic, and personal adventures after make clear three pertinent ideas. And this is what it takes to get to step three, they say. A, that we were alcoholic and realized we could not manage our own lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism, that's step two. And the C, it's that God could and would if he were sought. And that is step three there. You know, I was one of those alcoholics that I was able to get sober, but not able to stay sober. You know, I was in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for over 10 and a half years. Could have been 11 and a half. I don't even know. I'm so cloudy when I go back into my history. But I do know that I went to 8 treatment centers, and in those treatment centers, they were really a waste of time. I was doing it for everybody else except for myself. Matter of fact, I came out with 3 of them with 3 girlfriends. So you could see what I was doing in the treatment center. I was not reading the big book, and I did not do the steps. And I was a lot younger then, so I had hair, and I looked pretty good with a tan at that time. But that was, I guess they sort of helped me a little bit. I would put on weight because I remember going in some of them, I was so skinny. I liked to drink. I did not like to eat because when I ate and I drank, it took away from the high. So I would, I would usually just drink a lot, and I would deteriorate physically, you know, kind of quickly. But like alcohol does to many of us, I lost everything. It was a big eraser. You know, I lost my wife. I lost my child. I lost the house. I lost all my money. And most importantly, I lost myself. You know, I was lost. I didn't know what the hell to do. You know, I tried it, you know, the 8 treatment centers and in and out. I was sort of like at the road's end. You know, what the heck's next? You know, I didn't want to die, but I didn't want to continue to live the way I was living. My sponsor today, who was in Tampa, because in Tampa's where I got sober. My sponsor today tells me that his brother warned him about me. His brother's in the program. He said, that guy there is constitutionally incapable of getting this program. Well, I'm glad my sponsor didn't tell me that back when I was trying to get this program, because I would have said, you see, it'll never work for me, you know, but he didn't, you know. So, you know, I was at the end. I had no hope. You know, I tried those treatment centers. AA would not work for me. That's what I thought, you know, and I was afraid because I didn't want to die, and I couldn't live the way I was living. You know, there was no way. So my biggest asset that I had is that I never gave up. I kept coming back. Like we said, keep coming back. And I did. And in June of 1987, I made a commitment to work the program the AA way, not my way. And what do I mean by that? For those 10 and a half years, I sponsored myself. I never got a sponsor, and I never did the steps. And I tried to find the easier, softer way, and it didn't work. Well, I got a sponsor, and this was an important key element right here. The sponsor I selected was somebody that I respected, I looked up to, that was very similar in characteristics that I was. I knew that I would not want to disappoint this person. So I did everything that this gentleman told me to do. And he took me through the steps. And he took me to the third step. And this is the defining moment in my sobriety here, step three. That's why it's my favorite. I'm Catholic, and he was Catholic, and he attended this church there in Tampa. I didn't. I don't go to church then. And he had a priest at the church, and we brought the big book, and we went to the rectory downstairs. We were reading the third step in the big book, did the third step prayer, went back out to the altar where the priest was. The priest was up there with the doing all sorts of stuff, chains and all of that. I think it was the smoke, the incense. I'm not quite sure of that, but he was up there performing his miracle. And my sponsor and I were kneeling, at the altar as he was blessing us. And again, we did the third step prayer again there. And then we went home. And usually every day I had an obsession and a desire to drink every day. I wanted to treat myself. Now I was employable at this point. This was not at my lowest bottom that I got back into AA. So I had a job. So, I went home, slept. Next day I got up and, went to work. And out of work, it's around 5-6 o'clock. And I'm saying, geez, this is strange. I don't even have the desire to go get a drink or think about going to the liquor store. And I thought that was different. And I went to a meeting that night. And the next day, the same thing happened. There was no desire or anything to that effect. And the next day, the same thing. So after the third day, I said, okay, something is really different here. Something is clicking here. This must be okay. This must be working for me. You see, I never thought that God or this program or the spiritual spirituality that I hear everybody else gets would happen to me. Because like I said, I was a Catholic. I was even an altar boy and all, and I knew there was a God, but I never relied on a God for anything. I thought it was a punishing God. But this changed my life there. That third step there started changing my belief. It gave me faith that the program could work for me also. And having experience with it, I saw that the peace of mind as years as go on with this third step and how I could face life without, having to have any anxiety or anything with this third step work. So I'm going to talk about that in a second. But the important thing was my sponsor, the third step, and then the obsession and desire lifted. With that obsession and desire being lifted, it gave me the ability to do the rest of the work, that inside job, and the rest of the steps, and have that psychic change, So I had that, I call it a spiritual intervention. It was it wasn't like a bright light experience or anything, but it was an experience, and it did take away what was messing me up, at that point I started to work AA, and I started to go to meetings every day, and I continued with my sponsor. And because of Alcoholics Anonymous, this program, everything has been restored, everything that I lost. The promises have come true for me. My way of life, it allows me to live life on life's terms today, and not on my terms. And I realize today that everything is in divine order by that third step. If I put my life and my will into the hands of my higher power or God, mine is God, then I have to respect what comes down the pike, good or bad. And I respect it and I accept it. And over the years, my higher power has never, you know, did anything that was going to make me drink or do anything else. And I've always landed on my feet as long as I gave the third step, God, a chance to do his work, you know. Now, today, with many, many years later, I know this is kind of very mechanical for me. I know, like, when, you know, I ask him to take away my difficulties and they're not gone, I know I need to continue to pause. And I continue to let my higher power do their work, not in my time, in God's time. But today, the third step is so important to me because every morning, you know, my daily routine is this. I open my eyes. I thank God for opening my, having me wake up, you know, at this age. And then I also, Felix and the Young Rascals, they're from New Jersey, by the way. I was in the band there. They had a song called "It's a Beautiful Morning." Such a beautiful morning. I'm not going to sing it. And I recite that to myself, the first verse in the morning, to get my mind right, to get it going the right way. And then what I do is I get on my knees. Right out of bed, I roll on my knees, you know, and I do the first, second, and the third step. I do the first and second to remind me myself that I'm an alcoholic and my life has become unmanageable. And, you know, the second step, that sanity will be restored. And the most important, is that third step. And I do a shortened version of the third step. I don't do the third step prayer, but I ask him, you know, take my life and my will, and I place it in your hands today, dear Lord. Please take away my difficulties. And I mention, you know, silently what my difficulties are. I'm a landlord. I have some properties up in New Jersey. And I have them in Trenton. Those of you that know Jersey will know what I'm talking about. It's the hood. So I have some, you know, tenants that are could give you a hard time. And those are usually my difficulties today. And I have to pause a lot of times and let God take care of it. But you know what? He always does. And I came out on my feet even during COVID when they did not have to pay rent. You did not have to pay rent during COVID. All of my tenants paid rent and they're in the hood. That's not me. That's God. So when he relieved my obsession and desire for drugs and alcohol, if he could do that today, I know that he and you know, I could believe that he could do anything for me. And he has, you know, so that's it's sort of like I kid around. It's sort of like my holistic tranquilizer today, the third step. If anything's bothering me, if I have any concerns, I just got to check back in with my higher power. And remember, a couple hours ago, Nelson, you gave your will over to your higher power. Let him work. And I did. So I hit my knees. Then I clean up, you know, and then I attend an AA meeting every morning before anything. Then I exercise. And while I'm doing the exercise, I do the fifth step and the 11th step. You see, because I think for me, step 3 and step 11 are connected because I gave him, you know, my will, you know, have me do his will. I need to know what his will is, you know, so I could perform it that day. So I could pause that day and let him continue to work, you know. So I try to join those two on a daily basis. And then after that, I begin my day. And I'm an early riser, so I'm at a 6:30 a.m. AA meeting, usually on Zoom, but also I go now, we have him opened up again in person, so I do go in person. But my experience with the third step, I got to tell you, that's my bedrock. I build my rest of my program around it. You know, it's my favorite step, and I got to say it saved my life by taking that obsession away. You know, it saved my life. And I am so glad. I am so glad that I found that sponsor and I faked it until I made it, you know, and that's what I did. And then once I started getting results, like that obsession was relieved, I got the faith. Well, wait a minute, this might work for me. And then more and more blessings or miracles, whatever you want to call them, you know, with the third step and the higher power, the more and more my faith the stronger my faith got, and the more peaceful my life is, because today I have serenity, and I know I have a higher power, and I can rely on it. And by knowing that everything's in divine order, I know every little thing is going to be all right. And that's Bob Marley. I don't know if you know him, but he wrote a song too. And and that's like one of my banner songs also. Every little thing is going to be all right. Just got to let my higher power work on it. And I put my life in his hands. Today, I thank God for AA, and I thank AA for my God. You know, I think that without Alcoholics Anonymous, I would be probably dead, but I would definitely be a lost soul if I didn't practice this program, you know. And all my friends are in AA. I love AA, you know. It's what I do today. All the outings, the picnics, the beach, everything is Alcoholics Anonymous related. My wife's not in AA. I don't want to say anything too loud because I think she could probably use it, but she certainly likes the fellowship, you know, and trying to get her involved with a few of the women, you know. So, but that's going to be again in God's time, you know, not my time. I pray every day during that exercise period. I pray every day that my wife find God, you know, because he's found her. I know that. That's it. This is the center of my life. And, you know, one other thing, and I'm going to close real quick because, I have 9 minutes left. So I'm going to close anyway early. That I live in a nice community here. Most of the 99% is retired. And they don't know what the hell to do with themselves. You know, where I am so busy. I sponsor people. You know, I go to meetings. I go to a couple a day now. You know, and I have my buddies that they're just like, well, what do you want to do? You want to go to lunch? You want to play golf? I don't play golf. I live on a golf course. I don't play golf, you know, but so I'm so glad that AA fills my life up with people and with things to do. Anyway, thank you for listening, and thank you all for being here. And thank you, Sonny, for asking me to share. And that's it.